it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and Joe, just so excited to be back here with you
today. Good to be here.
And guys, we just want to encourage you, if you haven't listened to our previous podcasts, go back and listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, even on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We are all over the place.
Yeah, we are.
And the reason that we are is we want to make everything that we put out so accessible to everybody. But the reason we're able to do it is because all of you, those of you that are partnering with us in prayer and financially.
You make it happen.
Yes. You guys are the backbone. You are the engine and what allows us to keep doing what we're doing.
Yes.
So we just thank you so much for that. But today we wanted to share a little bit about blended families.
Whoa.
And Joe, I know you've talked about this for many years and you've got a lot to say. So if you could just define for us a little bit, what is a blended family?
That's where you have mine, yours, ours. We don't know who these are. It's today we got more blended families. Technically, we have more blended families in America than the history of our country. The numbers, depending on how you look at the numbers, in today's society, there are more blended marriages in our country today than our core marriages. Now, the numbers are kind of messed with a little bit because people say, well, I saw where 80% of all marriages are still in their first marriage, 20% are in second marriage, or third, or fourth. Because what happens, the numbers are messed up because what happens, people that get divorced, there are multiple divorces.
Mm-hmm.
So the average number of divorces that a person's been divorced, 4.1. I mean, she's been married and divorced four times. Well, that'll mess with the numbers. You know, that well, they've been married, you know, a long time. Yeah, well, they haven't. They keep making a mistake. Well, I've married the wrong person. So I had an aunt that was married seven times in her lifetime. Great aunt. I loved her. Great lady. But she kept saying, well, I married the wrong person again. I said, no, you keep marrying you. You married the wrong person. You married you. The Bible says, like kind draws like kind. And so people keep thinking that maybe if I'm in a blended family, I'm going to have some special problems. I said, no, you're going to have some legal things you got to deal with because it's not just yours. The kids you married to, she had some, maybe you had some. So it's like, oh, those are your kids. These are my kids. And so you have to watch the verbiage. And so everybody that I've ever talked to, we do it in the seminar, if we counsel them, no, these are our kids. You're not my real father. Yes, I am legally. You can go down to the courthouse. I am your legal father. I might not be your biological father or your biological mother, but I'm your legal mother and I'm your legal father. And I'm going to love you, whether you like it or not. I'm going to be good to you and make sure there's a roof over our head, there's good food to eat, and try to get you in a good school, give you wisdom. But yeah, I'm your legal father. And so blended families, it kind of starts with the marriage. When you get married, most people in a blended family got remarried too quick. Everybody I've ever dealt with. Well, I was lonely, and I wanted to get married again. Well, that's true. It's not good for man to be alone. That's in Genesis. It started out that way. God says, it's not good for you to be alone. God meant to be man and wife together. It's God's will. And so God told the widows, you know, in Timothy, I want the widows to get remarried, bear children, run a house. Even God said, listen, I'll let you cry about 30 days that, you know, wipe your face, get up, and get remarried again. Find you another spouse.
Yeah.
Get remarried. That was God taught us. The Apostle Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Get married again. Find yourself a spouse. Run the house again. So when Sarah died, you know, he's 100 years old. So they finally had, you know, a kid, you know. And so, well, she died. Well, the Bible says he got remarried and had six more kids. That's after turning 100. So what did he do? Did he grieve over Sarah? Well, not very long, evidently. He got remarried, had six more kids. So he sucked the lips off somebody that wasn't Sarah. And so life goes on. And so a blended family is no different than any other family. And so what you got to watch, you'll start making excuses. Well, yours and mine and ours. And so there are certain rules, I say, even when they're a normal marriage, don't take each other into your past.
Yeah.
I don't know about your past. Now, you do have to deal with legal things like, well, I have visitation rights every other weekend, so the kids get to come over. Well, that's going to be a challenge. They're not normally in your house. They're not normally your kids. So what happens is you get to play in Santa Claus. I'm trying to out Santa Claus, my former spouse. So I'm going to let you go where you want, eat what you want, do what you want, think what you want, play what you want. I said, no, that's not good. You need to set a standard because this person's not going to stay a child forever. Eventually, they're going to grow up. And they're going to, my father, my mother, they really love me because they wouldn't let me get away with stupid. They wouldn't let me do stupid stuff. Because you're getting the thing, I'm going to be nice to you, my ex-spouse, and I'm going to outgive and outlove. No, I'm going to have a standard. No, you can't do that in my house.
Yeah.
Well, I can in my other house. Well, then you need to go back to your other house because in my house, you're not going to do that. And so you have to start setting up a standard. I love you. I will always love you. Life's not turned out really good. Maybe we got through a divorce or whatever. Maybe spouse died and you got remarried. Doesn't matter. We're blending a new family together. And so Jesus was in a blended family. And his brothers and sisters knew it. None of his brothers and sisters followed him during his ministry on this planet. It wasn't until after he came out of the grave that they started to follow him. They didn't like him. And they talked about, we know who our father is. We don't know who your father is. Mama was sleeping around or something. We know who your father is. Don't think the Bible says he suffered everything we've all suffered on this planet. So there's false accusations. Who are you? Who are you? Whatever. And of course, being the oldest boy, he took over the family business. So not only is our stepbrother, our boss, we don't know who the real dad. Joseph's not your daddy. Mama was sleeping around and he had to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so, but evidently it wasn't that big a deal because there's not a whole lot of scripture about us we can do. Walk in love.
Yeah.
Go the second mile. Forgive quick. Repent quick. Just basic rules to marriage. I don't care if it's your third marriage, your 12th marriage. There are certain rules. If you start applying them, they will work. So blended is not an excuse for getting away with stuff.
Yeah.
Or making up excuses.
And, just to, defining it, it's for those that had, maybe been divorced and now they're remarrying again. But it's also for those of you that had a spouse unfortunately pass away or move on to heaven.
Yep.
And, Joe, you've had experience with that yourself. Yep. And you didn't just kind of stay low. You got remarried and your wife, Angel, has her own kids.
Yeah, I had her own kids.
But,
from another state, got her own parents and old families. And so you realize I've had to think about things I didn't have to think about before.
Yeah, and they had a way of doing life, and you've had a way of doing life.
My world got flipped upside down.
Yeah, but one thing that, was awesome for me to see is that once you guys got married, you made it a priority to make sure she kept a strong relationship with her kids.
Yep.
You made a strong relationship with them, but you didn't try to say, steal her from the kids. You made sure to include everybody.
Well, when we first got married, because she lived 5 states away, and she said, where are we going to live? And I said, well, it's up to you. Where do you want to live? I'll live where you want to. And so we talk about this, but she's from Florida. I said, well, I'd probably like to live, near my kids in Florida. So, well, let's go find a place. So we went there several trips. Never could find anything you really liked. She didn't like. So, well, she's from Georgia. Well, let's go to Georgia. So we went south of Atlanta twice, north of Atlanta 3 times. And so in about 2.5 years, she couldn't settle. So finally, about 6 months ago, and this is the only time I set my foot down, I said, Angel, I just need to let you know something. I'll be living in Tulsa when Jesus comes back. I said, I'm not going to live in Florida. I'm not going to live in Georgia. I'm going to live here. I said, but everything else you want to do, I'm going to say yes to because that's what I want to do. I want to be the second greatest thing ever happened. So when we talked, when we first got married, I said, listen, you need to see your family every month. So we found a real cheap airline.
Real cheap.
Oh, man, dirt cheap. $39 one way. So 2-way ticket, less than $100. And a great airline flew right into Florida, one way. And so a new airline just opened up last weekend, even cheaper and even better flying into Tampa. It's like, man, they have leather seats. It's real nice. So it's not that big a deal. So I told Angel, you're going to be every month to see your kids.
Yeah,
I'm not going to have you just explode one day. Well, I haven't seen my kids in months. You're going to see them every month. We're going to wear them out. I want your kids to say, Mom, please don't come.
Not again.
We've seen you enough. Yeah. God bless you. And so, but it's not so far. In 3 years, she's gone about every month. We've stretched it a couple of months once, twice. But she goes every month. You like that? I love that. It keeps her happy.
Yeah.
I want her happy. So it's a blended, it's kind of a blended deal. And her kids love me. They think I'm like Santa Claus. Thank God. They thought their mom's going to be single and they're going to have to take care of it the rest of her life. No. Mom found a man that'll take care of her. Thank God.
Yeah.
And so there's always a give and take thing. My kids are not as happy about the deal. Like, you don't love what happened to Mom. Well, your mom went to heaven, And I grieved for about 6 weeks and couldn't stop crying. Lost a lot of weight. And I woke up 6 weeks after I buried it, and I heard God talk to me. And I heard God say these words, shut up, and get busy. And that's, I heard God. And it's like, hey, it's time to quit grieving. You know, God gave the children of Israel, gave them 30 days to grieve over somebody. So after the day, about day 31, Moses is dead. Get up. We got some promised land to take. And so life goes on. And so you don't make a statue out of the dead. You move forward. And so with a blended family, you got to realize some things I cannot control. So I'm not going to think about it. I married a wonderful woman who's the love of my life, but she's got adult kids that live in Florida. What are you going to do? I need to make sure she goes on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so that's a priority. You ever think about it? Nope. We just found a way to make it work. Found a really good way to make it work.
Yeah.
And so it's just a working out of something. It's no different than somebody that's never been divorced. A core family. They have the same issues.
Yeah.
The divorce rate is just as high for first marriages as it is for second, third marriages in some places. It's still issues you got to solve.
Yeah.
You're a problem-solving mode. So don't make it, I shouldn't have got remarried. Well, your kids. No, don't make excuses. Well, how can we fix this? We're a problem solver. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to learn how to walk on water and raise the dead and make manna fall out of heaven. We got to figure out how to make this work, not accuse one another. So most blended families that I counsel personally, it's because you don't have any rules. There's rules you got to live by. You can't accuse one another, attack one another, drag up the past. You don't have a time machine. You can't change the past.
Yeah.
So what are you? Well, I'm a second greatest thing ever happened to you. I'm going to be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And so I don't care what happened to your first marriage, your spouse died or got divorced. I'm going to be like Santa Claus stuck upside down in your chimney. And people think you're kind of joking. I'm very serious. Marriage is a covenant. You can have a covenant if somebody dies. What are you going to do? Spend the rest of my life making this person happy?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. And if you're willing to do that, things will go really, really good.
Yeah.
So blended doesn't matter. Blended or core, you can't make an excuse that it's blended. Well, because everybody... And we used to bring in an attorney and an accountant every year for blended families, a seminar we do at church. Okay, now here's some things you're going to have to deal with. So we had the top 10 things blended families deal with. You can Google it. It doesn't even matter who it is. Top 10 things blended families do. And they'll just print them off. And they're pretty much all the same, universally. These are about 10 things you're going to encounter. So you sort of think, well, what are we going to do about this? Top 10 things blended families do or don't do that do well and that they shouldn't do. And so just have a little map. Put it on one piece of paper. Well, we're a blended family, and you need to think about this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do something you didn't have to do before. And you're going to do it really good. So I want to be like Jesus. I want to leave everybody better than I find them.
Yeah. And I think it's important, too, if you're getting remarried, not to carry weight or baggage from the previous one and hold that spouse in the expectation that they're going to be the same way. I would also say, you know, if you're in that transition period where maybe your spouse passed away or you got a divorce, this is a great time to reflect on yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, every time that a relationship ends, it's never 100% it's not 100% somebody else's fault.
Never.
There's always something you could, you know, change or look at it and reflect on. And one thing I've realized is that the problem isn't always somebody else, because no matter where I go, there I am.
Yep.
So
I'm here already.
We've all got our own stuff we need to work on. Lord. And so it's a great time to reflect, but also know that there is hope that you will have the opportunity to get remarried, but don't just kind of wallow in it. Like you said, it's time. What did God say? He said, get up, get busy. And
get busy.
There you go.
Shut your mouth. Let's get busy doing something.
Yeah.
And you realize, you know, in a blended family, whoever you married, that is not your former spouse.
Yes.
God is a creative God. I've seen so many blended families. And with my case, you know, Angel's nothing like my first wife. Doesn't look like her, talk like her, different gifts, talents. I made a woman from a different planet. So whatever I learned in 45 years of marriage doesn't work in this marriage.
Yeah.
It is, and it shouldn't. This is the creation of God. So I have to learn all over again how to make this marriage work. What works here, that doesn't work. This works better. That doesn't work as good. It's like, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting better at being married. I really am. So
yeah,
I'll never be perfect, but I'm going to head that direction every year of my life.
Yeah.
So you realize, don't compare one another. Well, my first spouse or don't ever say that.
Yeah.
Don't ever say that. If just whether they passed away or you got divorced, don't bring them up unless you technically, legally have to. And you got to discuss that before you get married. Well, now that it's going to be a blended family, here's some issues with the kids I don't have to deal with. Okay, just get on a piece of paper. Go see a lawyer. I said, everybody's blended is going to get married. I said, hey, let's go see a lawyer. You know, they'll see you. They'll talk to you for 30 minutes for $100. $100, 30 minutes. Hey, what should I be looking for in this second marriage? Well, you're going to deal with this, 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 this. Well, thank you for pointing that out. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so know what you're going to do. And then financially, what are you going to do? Well, my first spouse handled all the finances. Well, maybe this spouse doesn't want to do that. Like, oh, well, I'm going to do that now. I never had to do that in my first time. And so you got to work out. It's a new relationship. Whatever worked before will not work here. God's a creative God, but it does work out really good. It does.
Wow. And, you know, we want to bring your attention to this audio series here. This is another awesome 6-part series that you did. So we haven't even been able to scratch the surface of all the material in here, but it just says, you, me, them, us, yours, mine, and ours.
Yes.
Trying to work together.
It's a whole circus, brother. Yes. Under one tent.
But just to kind of give you a synopsis, it says, if you're in a blended family and are feeling overwhelmed, you are not alone. Over 50% of families in the U.S. are blended.
Yes.
This goes through several different topics. It also goes through some of the practical steps you have to think about. And so we encourage you guys, go get this at joemcgeestore.com. It's available in the CD format. Also, you can do a direct download MP3 right to your phone, right to your computer, and you can listen whenever
you need
it's
to remember,
convenient.
Guys, Jesus Christ grew up in a blended family. He knew exactly what it was like.
And he knows how to help you.
He knows how to help people.
So, guys, thank you so much for listening today. We know we'll probably have to do a second part to this at some point, and so we can get a little bit deeper into it. But I also encourage you, go listen to the Monday Mailbags with Joe and Angel, because they've shared a lot of personal experience of this process of them blending their families together.
Yep.
And so you're going to get some real insight, detail about
things
the practical steps. Yes. And things that they're still learning. Because the way that life isn't always the way we planned it to be.
Nope.
But we have to be able to adjust and to adapt. And so they're walking testimonies of how that's happened and how it's continuing to work. And we know the same things that worked in their life are going to be able to help you, or at least give you some principles to that, because it's the same God that we serve.
Same God. Truth sets you free.
Yes.
Truth sets you free.
So, guys, thank you again so much for listening. Be sure to share this with all of your friends and family. And, again, special thank you to all of our partners who give and pray for us.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. And